I always say, we're back, but I don't want to say that this time.
No, we were supposed to say our original line.
Oh, hey Mo.
Hey Kim.
You ready?
Hell yeah. There it is, guys.
She got it together this time, yeah. Daylight savings, you were here all the time, so I'm guessing it didn't do anything to
you. Oh yeah, it didn't really mess me up.
Damn, I was hoping it would. I get a few extra minutes of sleep, but it didn't really mess me up either, to be honest. Because I had it in my mind like, okay, it's just not 11, it's 12. You need to go to bed.
I was annoyed at all the clocks and then like my car, like all that was off. So that annoys me, but.
I got to change that back. I was funny because when I set my timer to get up, not an alarm, a timer, I set it for 7 hours at 12 and it said 8:15. Or 8, whatever. I was like, oh, these phones. Like, it's the one thing you don't have to change is your phone.
Thank God.
But I'm happy about daylight savings because I'm glad about more sunlight. I was at Publix yesterday at like 6 o'clock and the sun was still out. I was like, ooh. I used to hate it when I was a kid. Like, I was talking to Yana and Maya and they were upset about it. Yeah, they was like, the time change there. And then they had to ask me, of course, does that mean it's more light or less light?
Everybody be confused at some point.
Yeah, I feel like now, I was confused my entire childhood. I probably figured out 4 years ago what the hell is really going on. But I don't know, when I was a kid, I didn't like it, and now I love it. I don't know what that's about, but how you feel about it?
At first, I didn't like it. Well, no, this time. Like, at first, this mm-hmm. was what I used to like, but now I kind of like when it got darker a little earlier.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you're somebody who like to go out, which I like to go out, but I never go out, I feel like it just... I don't know, it makes the nighttime come alive a little earlier. And that just excites me.
I was going to say, girl, your ass be in bed. So what are you talking about?
And then, like,
about?
Y'all out there tricking, like, y'all get a head start because it's darker earlier. So y'all get a little extra time.
But isn't it colder?
Yeah, that's true, I guess. But, you know, teach us. I like when the nighttime come alive now for some reason.
I used to be a depressed, angsty teen. So when I was that... I used to like the nighttime. And now I'm just like, give me more sun. I just want all of it.
But you remember we were working in the office and it used to get dark early and we started doing trash. Overtime. It was like pitch black. We walking outside to our cars. I didn't like that.
Rash. Do you feel, well, because you get off so early.
Praise the Lord.
When we were working overtime and it was like the other way, it got dark faster. That was so depressing.
It was, because now I feel like I gotta go home and like get ready for bed now.
But I'm talking about when we was working from home. Like, even then, I'm like, I'm still at my desk and it's dark outside. Like, when I started, it was dark outside, and I'm at my desk and it's dark outside. When we was working overtime, that's what I found. It was trash.
Interesting.
I don't like seeing the whole course of my day just sitting at this one fucking desk.
That's true.
That's,
Have you ever been I'm going to call it work sick, where you feel like, I wish I didn't have to like work in my... Have you ever felt like you didn't want to work in your house at some point?
Heck yeah. Well, like I don't want to do it here anymore?
Yeah, like I'm tired of always having to come sit right here in my house and do my job.
No, not really. And you would think I would, because when I tell you I'm literally at that desk all day, I'm at that desk all day. Because if I'm not working, I'm on my laptop.
Nope.
So I'm at that desk all the time, but I don't know. I think I think I set it up to be a place that I would never want to leave. Like, that I'm just fine being at all the time.
Because I remember with some people, like, they don't never want to work from home because mm-hmm. they feel like they're going to always be at home now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've ever got to the point where I hate it here, but.
I think it's nice that you have, like, an entirely separate room to do what you do.
Yeah, that helps.
Because I know a lot of people say they don't like the feeling of, like when they're in their house, it feels like they're at work, period. Like, regardless of what they're doing. And mm-hmm. I can imagine how it would feel like that.
I take my purse and everything when I go upstairs. Just so
you
I
do?
Yes, I get picked on too. But I will grab my purse. I grab my charger.
You put clothes on
I grab
too?
My charger. Like, I can't come back down to my room.
Oh, my God.
Do I put on clothes? Probably. No.
I think that's the silliest question I've ever heard. Do you wear clothes? You, like, get dressed? No.
If I go to sleep in a t-shirt, I'm working in a t-shirt.
Hello. Y'all lucky if I put pants
Who
on.
Who was it? It was Nelia. She was telling me, I think, was it her? She said she got up and got dressed. Was it?
Oh, God bless.
Because she was telling me, like, y'all get to the point where, like, you don't even want to brush your teeth because you're going to feel like, I'm in my house. Like, it don't really matter. Like, you got to remember this just... keep your routine. Like, yeah, get up, actually put on clothes. Get up, do everything
the same. I'm so happy you said that, because I have such a hard time doing that. Like, doing a routine. Obviously, you have to if you're going to work every day. Like, you're just kind of forced to do that routine. Mm-hmm. But now,
we'll get to it.
And you know what Carrie told me? She was saying, because I was telling her, like, I'm just so excited to go work from home because of the distractions. Like, I found it was hard to work because, you know, we want to talk to each other. It's other people I want to talk to.
People walking by your desk.
Right. People coming to talk to other people and you just get swept up in the conversation. Like, that happened to me all the time. So I was saying, like, oh, I can't wait to go work from home because there ain't gonna be no distractions. And Carrie was like, you'd be surprised how many distractions you'll find.
Yes, God. The mailman, Amazon, the TV, your kitchen, cooking dinner, meal prepping.
Hello.
Cleaning the bathroom, washing dishes.
I can't tell you how many times I'm sat at that desk in agony because I know I need to clean some shit. And it's like, oh, I gotta wait till I get off. And by the time I get off, I don't want to do it anymore. Like, I need to do it. Like, it feels like because I'm at home that I can get up and do all these things. No, you can't.
You can't. You got shit to do. It was Kayla that called me on FaceTime, and I'm downstairs in the bathroom, like, cleaning up. I'm showing her a goddamn, like, bath mat I just bought, trying to see if it matched the bathroom floor. Mm-hmm. She's like, ain't you working? I was like, yeah, I am. She's like, you in your bathroom. I was like, yeah, but I'm trying to get this done real quick. Like, what you think? She's talking about, so are you on a break? Are you just doing shit? And I'm like, I'm just doing shit. Like, and this actually happens a lot. I was be sitting at my desk. I'm the most productive, like, early in the morning or right before lunch.
Right.
So, like, my mind is going a mile a minute. It's like, ooh, girl, today you're going to clean that bathroom. You're going to load that dishwasher. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you can redecorate this. Whole time, I got a whole job to do. Mm-hmm. So, I'm all over the place. So, usually when she calls, I'm usually doing something else. She's like, are you even working? I'm like, yeah, I'm working. Why are you in the kitchen then? Kayla, mind your business.
Oh, my God. That is so
consider me being on, like, a 15-minute break. Don't they say you actually get two 15s and a lunch?
One in the morning, one in the afternoon is how it's
supposed to be, you know.
So sometimes I'll do stuff and I'll be like, oh, this is my 15-minute break. Like, sis, you're taking full showers in the middle of the day.
I don't feel clean right now.
Let me go get the shower. Right back to what I was doing. Listen, we do all this complaining. It's the life. And, you know, they've been talking about this virus. And they've been saying, like, companies that can send their people to work from home should send their people to work from home.
Like, temporarily or just everybody just
Temporarily. Yep. Like, while you have the means to do it, you should. And that makes sense. I mean, because it ain't like, well, they're sending us home with our stuff.
And, yeah, because they want to order new supplies. Right. We took everything that was at our desk and just brought it straight home.
Right.
Send your people home. Let everybody work from home.
Please.
I think free up morale, first of all, will go up.
Like, hello.
At the very least, 40%. I'll go higher than that, but that will boost morale like crazy. You can send everybody home. People all happy now.
You save money? Because they ain't telling. They saving bank.
Hello? Get rid of everybody. Ooh. But you do have those people, because we had some on our team. They just don't want to go home.
Oh, that's true.
You know, y'all want to stay here by yourselves.
But if it's mandatory, if your people just like...
Oh, what, they going to do, quit?
Ooh. I guess so. You would have to do that. Like, if you were really that against it, and the company went all work from home.
Ooh.
Trash. I mean, you could always work at the facility, but here, back to the virus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Keep that contained. That's what I'm saying. If it's mandatory for that reason, like, I wonder what you would do.
What would they do?
I mean, you're extroverted, and you want to work from home. Like, do you maybe just have to talk to people at all times of the day? Maybe, I can see why being in an environment with people could, like, boost your energy. I'm not one of those people, but I can see why that would be a thing. So I can see why you wouldn't want to go work from home.
It was a cute little meme about that virus. It was all the beer cans. And then the corona kept on trying to, like, follow them, and it was just switching the sides.
No!
And the corona kept trying to follow all the other beers, and it was so cute.
I'm glad it was a cute one and not like...
I wish I could find it. One of my classmates showed it to us. Aww. Damn it.
Oh, you can't find it?
Because I don't follow her, so
it's long gone.
A needle in a haystack at this point, so...
Damn. Well, what's been going on?
Nothing. Well, apparently Jada and Lil Baby, because we talked about Jada and Lil Baby.
We did.
So apparently they broke up. I saw that.
Yeah, she said it on Twitter. She was like, stop trying to pick pieces out of his interviews. Because... No, you said that.
y'all can't see
you always do it so loud. It's what's so funny. But she was saying, don't try to pick stuff out of his interviews. Like, we not in a relationship and it ain't no bad blood. Oh, she said on my side.
You think they broke up before the interview or after the interview? That's the only thing I can't pinpoint.
That's a very good question, because I would have said before and she just wasn't saying anything.
She's trying to save face now. So she kind of left it up in the air so we can try to decide. But no, girl, if y'all wasn't together before that interview, you should have been saying that, because now you look crazy because we thought y'all was together and in love. And this thing got this radio talking about he don't love nobody, and now you talking about y'all ain't together. All right. Shout out to your PR team. They try to help you. Say, you know, well, save face, maybe.
Well, maybe they not. Maybe she's trying to get her life together.
Girl, bye.
Don't do this. She's trying to get it together.
People were trying to help her recover. Bless it. But she definitely moved out, and she was talking about how she got getting furniture, and she just started taking pictures of her new little apartment or whatever. Well, and here's my question. If you were a celebrity and y'all broke up and y'all was living together, mm-hmm. do they automatically just pay for you to live somewhere else, or do you just have your own fund? Because she has her own money, yes. Mm-hmm. But do you think he was like, I'm going to get you a new place. You and my son, I'm going to get y'all a new place.
Probably, yeah. If you have kids, probably so. I don't think if you just exes, but if you got kids.
He's going to better pay for it. Especially that I got your child.
Yeah.
I would hope that he had offered to
buy her a new place. I know Chris Brown did. They moved his baby mama to L.A. Makes sense. You want your child near you. And
that's
you
true.
You want to make sure she good, make sure the baby's good. And you got the money.
Would you want that from, well, obviously if he was rich, I'm taking it. But like,
if I got your
would
child,
you still feel tied to him if he paid for your new place and knew exactly where it was and all that good stuff there? Especially you trying to like break away from his person.
I mean, You can't. You really can't. There's no way with
y'all
children.
Didn't have a child.
Yeah. Listen.
Fucking kids.
Listen, I wasn't going to say it, but...
So I'm trying to get
all of it is about children. Like, if I got your child, then you kind of got to know where I stay. You got to know where your child stays. So, this is why I don't agree with having people's children, but that's a different story. What a different day. I won't be doing that.
That's why people say they don't want to date people who got kids. They know in some way, shape, or form, you are still connected to that other, your co-parent or whatever the hell y'all want to call them. Mm. And, some people still sleep together. Some people be like, I ain't gonna say no names, but they'll text me like, can I come lay with my child tonight? And, shit like that. Nick, you trying to come lay with me? They see, y'all did the little bump and grind, and here we are.
Not the bump and grind.
Can't.
Somebody was saying that I seen a picture of YG's baby mother on Twitter, and it was when she was pregnant. Now, the messy people were saying that she's pregnant now, and that's why Kehlani left, and all this, that, and the third. Some people were saying it was before, because like he just had a child, so it was when she was pregnant from that child. But all I know is in the comments, everybody was saying, "Well, niggas love their baby mama. Better watch out."
Niggas always want their family back, bitch. Remember, I told you that.
Remember, most said it.
Niggas always want their family.
That is so scandalous.
Like, very much, you just asking me, "Can you come over to my house late at night?"
So scandalous.
And they ended up doing the swirl or the bump and grind, whatever y'all want to call it.
Okay, the swirl is something entirely different.
What?
And the bump and grind, is it 1993?
I've been trying not to curse this whole podcast. How have I been doing? Have I cursed?
You have cursed.
What I said? No, I didn't. I think I did.
Mm-hmm. No, maybe you didn't.
I'm really looking for my chapstick.
You know you didn't curse. I'm sorry. I'll take that back.
Thank you. Because I've been trying. I've been saying junk and bump and grind.
Is the N word
I still got granny thing from her wedding.
Oh, were you the one who, Mo's grandmother got married?
Yes, we'll talk about that.
You the ring bearer?
No.
Where your chapstick?
I don't know. This tiny ass bag, can't find nothing.
I'm sorry.
I said ass, I guess that means I curse.
That's what you've been saying.
Ass?
Yes.
Does ass really count?
Yes. No, don't do that.
The more harder curse
words. Oh, the F-bombs.
The F-bombs.
Don't be, if it's in the Bible, don't be that way. People love to say
ass that. Don't count. Ass.
Ass don't count.
What else don't count? Can I say the B word?
No. That's another thing you be saying. You definitely said that. At least once. Yes.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. By the time I listen to this. Listen, by the time I listen to this to edit it, I'll know. And if you didn't, I'll text you.
I've been doing so well.
I mean, I'll text you either way. Bitch, I was right.
Kim just cursed, so whatever. Y'all remember that. Kim said
I didn't make this pact to myself, okay? Let me tell you something. If you, that was a fun fact about Mo. Don't say you're going to do anything to better your life or do anything at all around Mo, because she's going to hold you to it.
I'm like, oh, I thought you said you're not going to smoke anymore.
You trying to do anything? Don't Don't tell
them. Girl, speaking of smoke, we went to Copeland's after Granny wedding, mm-hmm. and we all leaving to go get in our cars. My uncle got a push to start on his truck. Mm-hmm. Me and Dominique putting Camille in the car because she was asleep, and his truck was parked next to me. He pressed push to start. He way over there. Next thing you know, all we smell is just loud. It was weak, obviously. And we're like, where that came from? We think somebody done walked by. I said, Dominique, that's your uncle's truck. She told my mom, smell like wacky tobacco out here. That junk was so funny. So he started walking to the truck, talking about, these should smell like some wacky tobacco in your car. He told me, that ain't even me. That ain't even me. I said, open the door. He opened the door, bitch. We about passed out. Oh, shit. I said, bitch. And I said, shit. Damn.
Damn. I quit. I can't even.
I think when I be telling my stories, I can't help but curse.
Yeah, I mean.
It just make my stories better.
It make
a little salt. A little pizzazz.
I truly wish y'all could see Mo when we record these things. She always be bundled up.
I be doing the most. I move a lot when I talk.
You do.
Just that animated.
I don't know. I had a topic, but
you ain't write it down?
I did write it down. That's why I got the sticky note. Okay, but was about the 40-hour work week. I don't want to talk about work no more.
Oh, we were talking about work for a minute. Let's talk about it. Speak on it, Kim.
Listen, what did I say? That girl who posted that tweet. And it was somebody talking about working full time, which is obviously 40 hours a week. And the girl responding and was like, man, that's nothing, y'all. I'll be working 12-hour shifts every day. So I was like, okay, slave. And listen.
Did she say every day or just like?
Because she said she worked in the medical field. I think she's a nurse.
Okay, y'all know what the fuck y'all signed up for.
Okay, but that doesn't make it okay. Y'all can hire more nurses and thin these shifts out. But here's the thing, right? My daddy put chips on the shelf. He works for Frito-Lay. He worked 12, 13 hour days.
Like every day, like 5 days
a week. Because he wake up, he goes to work at the 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the morning range. And then gets off about midday. Noon, 1, 2, maybe earlier than that.
I would think if I was required to work extra, longer hours, that I would get less days to have to work. So I always think that if they're working 12-hour days, they go to work for 3 days a week, 4 days a week, kind of like that.
They work 5 days a week.
No, that's my work. Actually, I'm not signing up for this. Thank you for the opportunity.
And you know what? The worst part is he's salaried. So if you're salaried, they can work you as long as they want. You don't get no overtime. That's not how it works. At all. I remember he asked me that, too, when we was working all that overtime. He was like, I was like, yeah, I've been working... I think I was saying I've been working 10-hour days or something like that, which is what I was doing at the time. He was like, you get overtime? I was like, yeah. He was like, so jealous.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because your salary, you don't get extra money for it. No. You're just getting whatever
you're just working. Yeah. Oh, just
absolutely not. Get. We'll be signing up for that.
Every 2 weeks. No. But they say when you're salaried, that's when you're making the good. That's when you're making the real money.
Yeah, they say that. That's what they say, child. Mm-hmm. That guy's pros and cons, clearly.
Sure do.
Won't get me. I'm just playing. I'll take that stand. I ain't gonna lie. Fine
enough. Hello? But if you work, his work is real. It's not like a, you know how we have a set schedule that we have to work to this mm-hmm. each day? It's not like that. It's like he starts, and then when he's done is when he's done.
So is that what makes his days longer, just trying to finish? Because he could finish earlier, yeah. But it's like...
Yeah.
So if for whatever reason he could finish in 8 hours, if he was out here being Superman, yeah. mm-hmm. he could be done.
He could. But from what I know, it's a 12. But here's the thing, right? There'd be times where I go to the house in the middle of the day, and he'd be in there eating. I'm like, watching a movie, laying down.
See, that's one thing about me and salary. You're going to get paid regardless. You're talking in. That's
so paid.
You're not clocking in. As long as you ask me to go to lunch, take my time. Because ain't nobody clocking you.
Yeah.
Whereas if you hourly, got to punch in and out. Let me rush. Come really on, Chick-fil-A. That's all you wrote down?
Yes, that's all I had. I didn't.
Okay.
We shouldn't be working no 40-hour work week, period. What the hell? That's so long. We just said this last week, I'm pretty sure. Maybe we said it when we were talking about it. How often are we actually, how many of those 40 hours are we really working? And that's just everybody. That ain't even just us because we're lazy trash. That's everybody. How much of that 40 hours are you truly being productive and working and making company for this or making money for this company? I'd say about half that time. Hello? It's just not possible for the human brain to be... Well, think when we was in school, it wasn't possible. They knew it. And our attention spans were even shorter then. So, absolutely. Hello? I don't know what, I actually know exactly who. I'm pretty sure it was FDR. Burning hell, because what are you doing? Like, he really implemented that and thought that was the way to go. Like, no!
40 hours.
Ew. And then they be like, talking about this lunch break, but we give you lunch break. That 30 minutes, that 30 hour, minutes. Trash!
I don't even take an hour. Some people, they no, take an hour don't take every an day. Hour. But I mean, I gotta be here longer, and I hate it here, so I'm gonna fuck out of here. 30 minutes, please. And then when you work from home, like, yes, I took my little 30-minute lunch, but I'm working from home, so it still feels like I'm...
Mo, I actually try not to go to the couch or to my bed during lunch, because if I get there, I don't want to get up ever again. Ever again. Like, I don't want to. So I just try to stay at the desk or do something in the kitchen or do something productive.
I remember in the office, I would eat off of my lunch, if that makes sense. Like, I would probably eat right before lunch. Me then too. Actually, when I clock out, I'd probably go sit in my car. Mm-hmm. Go sit downstairs and just kind of BS. Because
why would I waste my lunch actually eating?
Who want to eat on their lunch? Oh, please.
I can eat right here. Not in the office. Here's the thing, is you could even do that in the office. Like, who's, like, I like to eat while I work. Mind your business.
Mind your business.
So, yeah, the 40-hour work week is trash. And I'm sure everybody who's listening to this will agree. Like, nothing about that makes sense.
Agree with that.
We really shouldn't. And when you think about it, like, okay, so we work Monday through Friday, like, 8 to 5. Let's say that's what it is. The 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, but what do you normally do?
Sleep, if I can. But, no, I don't really sleep a lot. You just try to fit in everything that you couldn't fit in through them 40 hours.
Ding, 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 ding.
Because, and then, let's not forget about dentist appointments and doctor's appointments. If you got
kids. People are not
and
open on the weekends.
Things like that. Then people usually, when you're done working, they're usually done working. Like, so, you ain't finna go to the doctor at 7 o'clock at night. So,
what are you supposed to do?
You're gonna have to call, what is it? Like, take off work for it, leave work early for it if you can. Ooh, I hate it. Hate it here. So that's why I'm glad we get off at 2:30, because, you know, we still got that gap between just, 2 and at least 5 or 6 to still go do stuff like that.
Right. But it's sad that it's just the flexibility of our little department and our little company and our little, like, it's, mm-hmm. It shouldn't be for everybody. Like, it shouldn't be this way.
It shouldn't be this way.
I was so annoyed when I called the dentist and she was like, I was like, you guys open on the weekends? She was like, no, we like to party on the weekends. Yeah, so do I.
So do I, sis.
Like, I like to get my my relaxing in, too. I actually got, was talking, because we've been going to, like, a lot of different places, like, on the weekdays and stuff. And remember we were talking about, instead of waiting on the weekends to do all the fun stuff you like to do, like, try to fit it in on the weekdays when you can. And it has definitely helped my quality of life.
It was you who got me started doing stuff in the middle of the week. Like, that first time I went to IKEA, y'all, Kim took me on a Thursday.
Thursday night.
And it was kind of like, oh my God, we did this during the middle of the week. So now it's something we can scratch off for the weekend.
Yeah. So we gotta, when it's super packed.
Yeah, exactly. And it had like, just opened too. Jesus. So it was still kind of packed on that Thursday.
But it's like going to see a movie, you know, on a like Tuesday night. Like, I like doing stuff like that. Like, getting off work. Probably taking a shower.
I've gotten into the habit. Because, again, it's during the week. It's something you can scratch off for the weekend. So you got to try to do off everything in 2 days.
And I be thinking about it. Like, I don't want to wait for the week. I don't want to wait for Saturday and Sunday to live my life. Like, I just don't want to put everything that I want to do on those 2 days. Like, I would never get anything done.
We
would. I want to fit everything in to Saturday and Sunday.
But sometimes it's hard because, again, if you're working these 40 hours, you're getting off work, it's kind of like, oops, I'm done for the day. Like, I can't even
think
about doing nothing else right now.
Oh, God.
Or, you know, what Kim said, getting your life together, you in school, and you got to go work out, and you got to hit the gym as soon as you clock out. You got to go to class as soon as you leave. It's just
trying to get my mental mind into, okay, now I got to do stuff. I've just spent 8 hours doing stuff, and I gotta do more stuff.
Doing stuff for nothing. It was a girl talking about entrepreneurship. She was like, you can clock in for your job, but you gotta remember, after you clock out, like, that's your time to do something for yourself. Mm-hmm. So always make sure you try to do something for yourself.
Something. Even if it's not, like a business. Like,
right, it ain't gotta be business. Just
you can, anything.
If you know you ain't gonna feel like cleaning that bathroom on the weekend, clean that shit. See, I'm cursing again. Damn it! Fuck!
Well, just be who you are. We got the explicit label on this anyway, child.
Who cursed more, me or Kim? Don't answer that, Kim. I'll let the people answer.
I'm sure you.
Look, I pause for dramatic effect.
Which is...
But Maddie. I hope my cursing is a funny cursing and not an offensive curse.
I mean, it depends on who's listening, but I don't think our audience is prudish at all if they listen to us.
Oh, it's my ghetto head be like cringing every time I say fuck, and I'm so sorry. But some people, you know.
Listen, if our parents listen to this, Why are you listening to this?
Some of our parents, and I won't say any names, but they curse like sailors anyway, so.
See, my parents be trying to act holier than thou.
Don't, they don't like that.
Listen, they don't drink, they don't curse, they don't do anything. Okay. Kitty is the fun mom. She's
everybody been saying that since we was little.
She's the fun mom. That's what my mama tried to be. Like,
my time I tried to be. First of all, you're rude.
Well, she just, no, she wasn't to me because I was her daughter. But mm-hmm. like, to everyone else, she was the fun mom. I'm like, girl, stop it.
As I got older, I realized that my friends kind of, they were onto something because I'm like, she mm-hmm. is cool.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, Kitty, you fun.
Great. First of all, you're just like her, so I don't know. Camille gonna be doing the same thing. Like, yeah. All right, mommy, you all right.
When I tell y'all that apple don't fall far from the tree.
Hello?
That relates.
Genetics be like, bitch.
Sometimes I'm like, how hard you try not to be like a parent, you still.
I walk around every day like, you know, like I hate it here, but I know I'm just like Kimmy Kane. Just like you. I'm just like you.
That's crazy.
He happens to be the one I don't want to be like.
Okay, let me play this little video for y'all, and then I got a short little story, and I know me and Kim going to want to talk about it. I'm sure most of y'all have seen it. I'm sure you've seen it.
Okay.
But we're going to play it just for fun.
Playing with you won't even like
I'm
it.
I'm so ugly. What? Don't say that. Don't say that. You are so pretty.
Aww.
You are. Shut up. Go and roll.
Yeah, so glad.
When you look at yourself, you're supposed to say, I am so pretty. You are so pretty. Do you hear me? You got the prettiest little dimples. You are too cute.
Not seen this.
Yeah.
No.
You're so ugly. Baby girl.
But yeah, so that's been circulating for at least like half a day.
Half a,
no, it's been going. Oh, we've been talking about this for a minute.
Really?
Because I shared this on, well, Friday, so let me shut up. That was 2-3 days ago. But I feel like people was talking about it at least by, like, Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh.
Because this was on the Shade Room and everything. Mm-hmm. So you saw the little girl. She was like, I'm so ugly. Mm-hmm. And she said it like it was, like, nothing. So but it caught the hairdresser off guard. Like, what are you saying? Like, mm-hmm. no, you're not. So my little short story is I was at a birthday party with, and my cousins, one of my cousins had to be there. And she was playing with my daughter, Camille. And they was finna take a picture. They asked to take a picture. So they smiling, just being kids. It was finna be a great little, cute little moment. Her mother in the background is, oh, I can't stand her teeth. And I wish she closed her mouth. I can't wait to put braces on her teeth. I wish she stopped smiling.
No.
This is your child. Why no. are you talking about her teeth like that right here in front of her? Why would you do that? So for the rest of the party, never saw her daughter smile again.
Oh.
She would smile, like, just with her lips sore. You know,
serious?
She didn't want to really show her teeth no more at that point. Because your own mama sat there talking about how trash she think your smile is. And I was so annoyed.
Oh, my God. That is awful. Because you really got to be better about how you talk about children. Like, they're people. They are people. That is awful. That's awful.
Whatever little self-esteem your child just had,
you
just killed it. You snatched it.
You
right
didn't even wait
her.
For everyone else in the world to do it. You took it before she even had a chance
right
to really
you
hold
said
on
in front
to
of
it.
Other kids, in front of other parents, in front of me, in front of your own child. And it could be true. You might want to get braces. I know my mom put braces on me, and I told her, I don't want no braces. These are my SpongeBob teeth. So she never told me, like, girl, your teeth look crazy.
Right.
Like, she never said that. It was just a thing, like, okay, y'all can get braces. And I'm like, I don't know. But she'll never sit there and be like, Monique, your teeth are
hideous.
Like
close
you're
your
getting
mouth.
Braces. Close your mouth. Don't you ever smile like that. Never. I would never do that to my child.
I'm actually in shock.
So I'm leaving that to say because this girl, she's talking about I'm so ugly. She had to hear that from somewhere, whether it was another child at school or a parent or a family member.
Oh, my God.
Because how many kids, you know, just wake up and say, I'm so ugly? You wouldn't say that unless somebody was saying that to you. And that really pisses me off because y'all got to be mindful of what you say to your kids or what people are saying around them. I know little kids, I'm like, oh, you know, don't worry about the bullying and blah, blah, blah. But that stuff affects kids as well. Because if even one little kid at that little girl's school was like, you so ugly. Her name was Ariana. Mm-hmm. Ariana, you so ugly. Oh, look at your hair, blah, 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 blah. If she came home and said that to you, you got to reassure your child, like, you're not ugly. Like, you are beautiful. You got to tell your kids
yeah.
that every day.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that we, of course, tell Camille she's beautiful. But her dad, she hears it, I won't say not from me a lot, but he said to her a lot, like, hey, pretty.
Yeah.
He said that all the time. So you'll have to try real hard to convince Camille that she's not cute because she's heard that all her life, and that's what she knows. Facts.
That's what I'm talking about.
So you got to... I could not believe that.
That's horrible. I just, oh my God.
And you saw she like busting tears as soon as her hairdresser. That's not a hairdresser.
Yeah. I think she was, I think the shock of the aggression, because she was saying nice things, but it was very aggressive. And because it shocked the hairdresser so bad, like, obviously, like, where did you hear that from? Like, don't ever say that about yourself. If I ever heard a child say that about themselves, I would say the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's awful. That's awful.
I'm so sad for her.
So you heard her say, like, you were at this party, you heard her say that.
Right, I'm about to take a picture of them two. They standing right in front of me. Jesus. And we sitting at the table, so then her mom says, oh, I can't stand her teeth, I want her to get braces so bad, I can't wait to put braces on her. And I immediately saw that little girl, like, leveled out. 7, 8, maybe.
That's so awful.
So awful.
Do you just not want children? Like, do you just not like these kids? Do they upset you that bad? Like, how you look at something that you had? Because probably, her teeth probably like that because of you. Like, because that's how your teeth look. Like, it's like, what?
I was
definitely a child who had the gap and want, like, I wasn't that cute of a kid, but my people never, like, oh, that's so terrible.
Even trying to make you feel like I just
for your own like listen, other people gonna be mean, but your own mother, like that's the person that's not supposed
to be. Kids are gonna be mean, yes. But your own parents, your family, your siblings, come on now.
And your own damn mother.
Let's not forget. Remember the with the twins and the mama called one of the twins ugly?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how that went? Like, I don't like that
and
either.
And that's even worse. Cause, oh my God. We really just got to be mindful of, like, what is it? Like, what is the total disregard for children's feelings? Is it the power dynamic?
I don't know. They think it go right over their head, but that
y'all... y'all think they don't understand? Like, kids know. They know. I was looking at a video of, I think it was Kalani with her baby. And it was either her or the child's father. But one of them was, like, laying in bed with her, kissing all over her, laughing with her. And she's just giggling, smiling, cheesing, laughing. And I'm like, kids, that baby, she's a baby. Kids feel energy. They know when their parents love them and they know when their parents don't. Like, this baby can feel, it feels good for this baby to get hugs and kisses and for their parent to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like that physical
touch. You're so beautiful.
Touch.
You make mommy so happy.
Yeah. Like they hear all of that stuff.
They what? And I was going to talk about the comments real quick because some people, this little girl has dreads. If you noticed her, stylist just retwisted her dreads. People were in the comments saying she probably feel that way because she got them dreads. They shouldn't have gave her them dreads so young. Or she probably feel this way because blah, blah, blah. Just when everybody had their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to ask you how you felt about that, I guess. People trying to say, well, that's probably why she feel ugly because of her hair.
Oh, God. No. I think about Blue Ivy and...
Oh, because they talk so much trash about Little Blue.
It's crazy because our hair...
Because of her hair.
We all... The people that was talking about her, most people that was talking about her have the exact same texture as her.
Hello?
So where... I don't... But you know what's interesting, though, is I wonder about parents who do give their children dreads, like who let, you know, their younger children start growing their hair like that, because it is like a commitment, especially if you're a little girl, you might want to change your hair in the future. I know Maya, when she decided to give them, she was a little bit older, so she actually like said, I want to do this, like, you know, like, I want to get my hair like this. But, I mean, she looks kind of young, so I'm not really sure, like...
If she made that decision.
Right, if she made that decision for herself, or... Because some parents just decide to do it regardless. Like, let their children hair grow. And it really is, like, you're the parent... It's at the parent's discretion when your child is young. You can do whatever you want with the hair.
And the little girl, you know, you said she's really young. She didn't, like, immediately say, I'm so ugly because look at my face.
Right,
or look at my hair. Or maybe it's my... She didn't, like, pinpoint anything.
Right.
So, I don't tell her what made her feel like she wasn't cute or whatever. But I thought that was just so sad. I'm just so wrong about this girl. I'm so sad. And I was going to say, when I was younger, the closest I've gotten to that was when we first started getting relaxers. Dominique hair was always thicker and darker than mine. Mm-hmm. So, when she would get a wrap, it was like... God had went through and combed his fucking fingers through her hair. And my hair, you know, it's kind of like, okay, got to relax. Great. Like, so Dominique would get all of the, my mama especially, she'd be like, Dominique hair's so thick and it's just so black and it's just perfect. Da, da, da. And then I would never get that. So I always felt like, oh, I guess my hair's trash over here. Nobody ever complimented Monique's rap today. So. And I never say anything, but like, I, that really like bothered me some days. And I thought, okay, it's just petty money. Don't say anything. She's just talking about hair. It's okay.
Yeah.
But every time, she will always compliment Dominique's hair. And my mom, I have never. And Kitty, if you listen to this right now, I have never heard her be like, your hair looks so nice. Look how it, look at it so thick. Never.
Oh.
So, look, comparison. That's what I'm getting to. Comparison with kids. Because you got some kids who everybody going to love their hair. Or everybody love this one's skin complexion. Mm-hmm. This is a little lighter than that one. So mm-hmm. they flock to the light. It happens all the time. So I just want people to be mindful.
Damn, so you never told her that hurt your feelings? Or that you thought about it? Like, that it registered with you?
Oh, but in that situation, no.
So you broke it on the
spot? Pretty much.
Oh, no.
Because I didn't think about it until I, like, played the video. I'm like, oh, so I guess I have felt that type of way when it came to, like, siblings. Mm-hmm. Like, being compared. Because mm-hmm. it happens all the time. You got two siblings walking the door. They both got their hair done. You only compliment one. Or you got two siblings come walk through the door for a birthday party. You looking at one like, oh my God, your outfit is so cute. Look at your hair. You're so adorable. And it's like her sister or her brother is standing right next to her. Why you didn't, you're not going to say anything about that sibling?
Dang, I've never.
People do that to siblings all the time.
I don't think that's ever happened to me.
It's so interesting.
I'm sorry, Mo. That makes me so sad. Like, I literally get a picture in my head. It was so
simple. Our hair. It was something so simple.
Especially if y'all are both going, you know, y'all both just came from the school. And they
girl. I'm like, damn, we both got our hair done. You, this my shit just not, did it fall? Like, what's wrong with
that?
I could laugh about it. It wasn't something that ever made me like cry or just go home and weep to my pillow. Yeah. But it's kind of like,
but the fact that you know at the time you were saying to yourself like, oh, that's petty. Like, let me just like not even.
That I kind of like brushed it off. Yeah, like, it's okay.
Dismissed it.
Ugh.
But it hurt your feelings.
Maybe my girl's low key. Stale.
You know, I mean,
maybe my hair's not thick enough. For, my bad. I got sandy brown hair. She got jet black. Damn, my hair
lies. That's the thing. It's like, okay, well. Dang, Dominique do got really dark hair.
So they ain't mine. You had a preference. Okay.
But you know what, though? It reminds me of that video. And Solange wasn't around, I don't think. But it just reminds me of that video where Beyonce was getting her, like, real hair done. Mm-hmm. And Miss Tina was recording in the background. She was like, oh, natural. Oh, so. And Beyonce was so annoyed. She was like, Mama, that is very annoying.
Oh.
Mama, that is so annoying. I'm like, oh, natural. Like, Miss. But that's, I don't know, that's a very interesting
thing. And I realize many times I've seen siblings or multiple kids walk mm-hmm. into wherever we are, and I can pinpoint one, but like, oh my gosh, she's so adorable. And I've said to myself, I don't want to mm-hmm. walk up to this whole little family and be like, you're so cute, look at you. And she got a whole bunch of siblings sitting right next to her, or he or she, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just know how that will make them feel. It's kind of like, oh, so you don't see us over here? All right.
Listen, we need to be mindful of how we speak to children.
Something so small.
Because I know children, you know, test your patience.
Hell yeah.
And all of that. But we really, because these people are so impressionable. They're so young and stupid. And they're so impressionable. Children here, all of that stuff.
They do. And our little feelings, you know. Look, our. Oh, I found the chapstick.
Oh, yay!
Party.
Where'd you find it at?
In the side pocket. I didn't know it was there.
Mo.
I don't know if you remember, Kim. We went to Orlando, uh-huh. and I had bought a new purse. And I apparently there was a zipper on the back side that I didn't see. Me and Christopher went. Oh. It was years ago. But I bought a new purse, so I came to work, and I was like, I don't know what my keys are. So I had to drive.
Oh, my God, yes. And your keys were in your, what, other purse?
The new purse. I was carrying a new purse. Yes. I just didn't realize it was a whole, like, inside invisible pocket situation. So apparently I put my keys in there. So I thought I didn't have my car keys or my house key. I had to drive his car to work and all that.
Didn't you have to call the hotel and everything?
We called the hotel, had them searching the room. It was like, there's no keys in here. I'm like, what is my keys? And we give them in Orlando. And then I'm sitting at the desk. I said, it's a zipper right here.
Yes.
My keys were in the back pocket. And I just felt like such an idiot. I felt like such an idiot.
That's okay. But okay, I was gonna ask you about this purse situation. Do you switch? Like, do you just dump all the contents from one purse to the next purse?
Whatever can fit. Because clearly this purse is... Last time I was carrying that big-ass tote, so I was carrying my whole life.
Uh-huh.
This purse is...
Right.
A fraction of that size.
So, but these purses, they're never empty. You always have stuff in some of them, and you just switch, like, the...
Oh, well, no, everything... That big purse, like, there's nothing in it right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you just... Huh.
So I just take whatever I'm going to... If it's a small purse, I'm going to take what I really, really need. can't bring my whole life. And then you put
the other stuff, like,
the other stuff where I was supposed to belong, or on the dresser, usually.
Because you was carrying your, like, whole planner in that big tote you was carrying.
Yeah, right? I was carrying my life. Yes, but in this little bag, this is like my, gotta go.
Listen, when we go on an airplane, you can't do that.
What you can't do?
You gotta empty out them purses.
Oh, for like the, for, you talking about like for security purposes?
Yeah, for the security.
Oh, God.
Because ain't nobody trying to get caught up in security. They're not able to see what's going on in there.
Because, and then some of these purses got so many like,
pockets
and zippers and miscellaneous compartments.
Is that the one you got from Forever 21? Okay, we're just bullshitting right now.
Maybe I did. Or maybe it came from Ross.
Let me see.
Who knows? I think it might have came from
this. Came from Forever 21.
But I got another bag from Ross with that same, like, inside print. Several bags from Ross with that print.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so this did come from. Because my purse got this inside print. Mm. They make some nice purses.
I'm going to go to Ross. I keep trying to tell y'all.
These people, I think I got mine from TJ Maxx, too. So Ross, TJ Maxx. What's the other one?
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, Home Goods. But they don't carry purses. We never have anything to talk about these days.
I thought that video was so cute and yet very, very sad. So yeah. I'm glad that
hairdresser, she was so visceral about it. Like,
you were saying, like, she was aggressive, though?
She was very aggressive.
You think that's what made the little girl cry?
I think so. Yeah, a combination of that and hearing, you know, just hearing that she, I think it was very, like, abrasive how she, especially because she told a little boy to shut up and she's not the
that's
what I said,
so black.
She did not differentiate her tone at all. And it wasn't until she started crying and she got, like, a little bit softer with her, which I'm glad, you know, obviously. But it seemed instinctual for her. Like, she just was like, don't ever say that again. Okay. And that's how it should be. But, yeah.
Tough love, I guess.
That's Black moms know how to provide it, let me tell you.
Oh, Jesus. You know, some people really talk to their kids like a dog.
Oh, please. You don't have to.
They do. Little bitch, get the fuck over here. You're so goddamn dumb. Like, stuff like that. People really talk to their kids like that.
And that makes me sad. Because then you just, I mean, that child probably will grow up and talk to their kids like that. And think it's totally okay.
You know.
Because, listen, I came out fine, Twitter. Listen.
Hello. Hurt people.
Y'all swear it was totally normal for your mama to beat you in the back of your head.
Ooh, every time you reach for a bag of Skittles. Okay. What's his name? Oh, shoot. Can't we talk about it? You can't beat this baby because they want fucking Skittles? She's a toddler. Of course she want fucking Skittles. How are you mad? They kids. Listen,
it's this girl I follow. She is the cutest little baby. Oh, he's so cute. But she's pretty popular on Twitter. But it was this video she posted of her son. And he was like, she was in her bedroom, but she could see her bathroom from where she was. And he had like some tissue. And he was literally dragging the tissue like out of the... But you could tell that he was just fascinated by it. Because he had, like, a piece of tissue in one hand, the other tissue roll in another hand. He was just, you know, running along, like, you know, pretty much minding his little toddler business. He's no older than 2 years old. Like, he probably wanted some change. So, somebody commented on it, and they were like, bad as fuck. And that girl got so upset, because it's like, don't call my child bad. Like, he's...
People do to their kids.
Yeah, just call them bad
just because, oh, they knocked over the water bottle. Oh, they talk a little too much, so they bad. Like, bless it.
Y'all want children to, like, not be heard, not be seen. And I understand why she got mad like that, because it's like, don't call my child bad. Especially when you act like he on here being, like, an axe murderer or something. Like, he's just dragging it's a little inconvenient, but nobody, I'm not going to beat this baby because they're fascinated by tissues. Like, it'll be fine. Like, she got very upset that she called this girl. She's like, don't call my child bad. Like, what's wrong with you?
Listen, don't call Camille bad, because she's going to get offended. She's going to tell you. Because really? There's times where I'd be like, Camille, you so hard-headed. Or you so bad. Are you not listening? She's like, Mommy, I'm not bad. Oh, Mommy, I am listening. I did listen. Like, she was getting my ass right back together. Like, she quick with it, too. I was like, okay, Camille, you're not bad. But you did not listen to me just now when I told you to put that shit down. And that's how I got to talk to her sometimes.
Woo!
Because kids don't like to be called bad. I'm not bad. I've never. They're gonna listen right now. Like, that's what she should say.
When she tell that teacher, I just like to have a good time.
What teacher? Like, Camille, now why did you do that? Mommy says I'm just a girl trying to have fun.
First of all, I stand. A child that knows what the fuck is up, I stand.
Oh, that's what Camille told her teacher, y'all. She's just a girl trying to have fun.
She's just a girl trying to have fun, and I don't understand why you're trying to get in her way.
And the teacher was like, I didn't even know what to say to that. I tried not to laugh. Like, That caught everybody off. I'm like, she said that?
It's something about that, though. Like, I mean, okay, like, no, Camille, you can't be here doing all this extra while we're in here trying to have class. But the fact that she was, like, articulate enough to be like, you know, I'm just trying to...
I'm just a girl trying to have fun. Just over here minding my business.
I think it speaks to... I don't know. I just think it speaks to good parenting. That she is able to express herself. Even if it's something that you don't particularly like.
She really
like.
Can. I appreciate that. Because that lets me know if somebody she's around somebody else and they say something that she might not like, she's able to... Hey, I don't really like that. I don't need you. Listen, I'm going to try to handle this with you before I have to go get my mama, but let me tell you something.
Unless it be 30 years ago, that would just be seen as outright disrespect. Like, don't
ooh,
talk back
you
to
do
me.
Have those. Okay.
Don't talk
because
it
is a thin line between a child trying to, you know, just say how they feel you.
Right.
Versus, you know, being a little bit, you know, out of pocket. So, thin line. Have you ever been told, like, okay, Kim, you being disrespectful?
Mm-hmm.
And you felt like you were just trying to say mm-hmm. how you felt? Ooh.
Absolutely.
But I felt like if she, Camille can say to me, oh, mommy, I'm not bad. But if she said to like, Osame mm-hmm. might flip her lip. You know what I mean? Like, don't talk about me. I said what I said. Like, that's probably what she'll get.
How do you bridge the gap? Like, how do you, because if you have a different parenting style than, say, your parents, and obviously they're the grandparents of your child.
Oh, yeah.
This would be for your own parents. Like, in-laws, whomever. Like, how do you... Because, listen, it's the classic thing where, mom, I told her she can't have that. Why are you going to give my wishes?
We experienced that yesterday at Copeland's.
Really?
Granny's sitting in front of Camille. I'm on the right side. Mama on the left mm-hmm. side. Camille starts to throw a little fit because her mac and cheese got messed up or whatever she was crying about. I'm over here ignoring her. Like, y'all don't baby her. Let her be because that's aggravating. I told her, let it go. Granny in front of her trying to explain what's going on. My mom on the other side of her trying to coddle her. Like, no, Camille, come over here. Sit by me. We're not going to do that. You know, trying to straighten mm-hmm. her, but at the same time, like, coddling mm-hmm. her. And I'm just over here like, here we go. All right.
I told y'all.
Which method's going to win? Like, I don't that's how we feel. Or I'll be like, don't pick her up. Next thing you know, Dominique got her on her hip. Like, didn't I just say don't pick her up? That girl, like, 12. Why you pick her up?
Don't, first of all, don't do that. She's 4. She's not even a big 4-year-old. Don't do my girl like that.
But I'm trying to tell her not to do something. I'm sure it's happened with y'all in Kaysen. Mm-hmm. Kiera tell y'all don't do something. Y'all do it.
Or Kiera trying to be in him. I'm like, listen, you ain't got to do all that. And she like, this is my child. She love to pull out that labor. You wasn't in labor. I sure wasn't. And I don't ever plan to be. But you not going to talk to this baby like
that. Oh, hello. Get it.
You're not going to do that.
But yeah, let me talk about Granny wedding real quick because we're getting close to our time. But so Granny, and it was so cute. My mama made a cute little like caption for it. She was like, a widow met a widower and they fell in love. Because they both lost somebody. Of course, you know, their husband and their her husband, his wife, all that good stuff. And they found each other, and now they're married. Years after the fact. Wait. So Mr. Alex lost his wife, and then Granny lost her husband.
So a widow and a... So who's... Wait. Okay, never mind.
I thought the man was the widower.
No. Okay, is that how that goes?
I don't know.
Okay.
I
is the woman a widow, and the man
I think
is
the woman
widower?
Is a widow.
Okay. That makes sense.
Ooh, y'all help us out.
Right. Grammar. Don't know grammar. Okay.
A widow.
Anyway.
A widow
but that is so, I am so like, I love
finally
that.
Got them down now.
Finally.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh.
Tima.
Tima put y'all through it, okay? Oh my God.
It was so cute because she was short. I was like, Granny, I love your necklace. She was like, oh, it's something borrowed. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, something borrowed. She
was
something.
Like, I got, and this is something yes. blue, and this was the borrowed, and this was new. But I was like, you're so cute, Granny.
Right. Because who even?
So me and Tima Lima, we had our photo shoot, and it was real cute.
Whom?
Her siblings call her Tima Lima.
Oh, so cute!
She be so annoyed when I call her Tima, though.
She do? Oh, that is adorable. What'd she wear?
She on this pink suit.
Ooh, pantsuit, mm-hmm. yeah.
Ooh. You know, I was supposed to be a bridesmaid, but you know, whatever, I got kicked out.
Did she have a bridesmaid?
No.
Exactly.
That's how we got kicked out. Granny want nobody up there with her, which is cute. They still let Camille walk down the aisle and be like the fake flower girl.
Really?
She held like a bucket
so
of flowers she just
didn't
things. Throw them. Yeah, Camille gets her things.
But we don't get ours.
I at least got front row seating, so.
So you never been a bridesmaid?
Uh-uh.
Oh, somebody got to have a wedding so you can be a bridesmaid. It's
Thank
not
you.
Gonna be me.
Thank you, Kim.
No. It's not gonna be me.
Maybe Dominique.
Maybe I should say maybe Dominique.
Maybe.
But that's good. So Granny got married. Did they sign the license?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
That's why they had to hurry up and have it because she said the license about to be expired. Oh. So that's why she had to end up pushing it back up. She wanted to do it in April.
Oh.
Ended up having to do it in March.
Oh.
So Dun, dun, dun.
All right, now, because I don't know if most people like get married first and then sign. I don't know how that works, but the fact she had to hurry up and do it.
She's like, oh, well, it's about to expire. I was like, but no.
So you need to have a ceremony for it not to expire?
I don't know. I just know you had to have, like, the past, I remember him looking for a pen so he could sign, I guess, the paperwork, oh, like making it official.
Okay.
So
I don't know law.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
I honestly thought you just get up there and say I do.
I used to think that for a long time, that it was just the ceremony and there were no legal documents.
Well, we had our wedding podcast. Remember I said, so can we just go in the backyard and like have a little ceremony? Does that make it official?
Oh, in the eyes of God, I'm sure, yeah.
But like, not, I guess by law, it didn't, it won't mean anything.
No. What if
I don't want the student loans to know that I'm married? Can I just marry somebody in the backyard and they will never find out? Because we're...
I mean, you can, but you won't be married.
I mean, married under the law. Once you're married under God. You know, once you marry somebody on paper, then y'all gotta, you know, combine what assets and all of that good stuff.
Yes.
Money does not want to do that.
Your debt because his debt.
And I don't want to. I don't want my student loan payment to go up.
Vice versa. Does it go up if you marry?
Yeah, because I just see you as two incomes.
What? Oh, they could go to hell.
I'm like, oh, you're married. So what's his income? Where's his information?
None of your black business.
Hello? But yeah, that happens. Because they told me that when I was consolidating my loans. I was like, so what happens when you get married? She's like, we're going to go in and refigure out everything. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, why? Like, what do you mean? So I'm trying to get married on the hush. Like, on the hush.
Listen, it's the law or it's not the law. And as far as I'm concerned.
That's what we're talking about on the podcast. Like, mm-hmm. Does it matter more that God sees us as married or that the law sees us as married?
And listen, the way people talk about it, those two things mean the same thing. And I just want to know what it really is. Do I have to sign this piece of paper to be considered married? Or, like, not spiritually, but what's it called? Not religiously either. Not ethically, morally. Morally, I guess. Is it morally right if I, you know, have a ceremony with the pastor? Like, do you have to get married in a church for it to be considered?
I guess if you want it, the eyes of the Lord. Because I've heard y'all do that. But if like something, you know, drastic happens to one or the other, y'all don't have no legal rights to say anything. So I guess that's why they want it on paper as well.
Yeah.
Ugh. But you can still, I can make you my power attorney if I want to. We got to be married. So don't try to put that shit on marriage. Bitch.
Listen.
I'm figuring this shit out. It's going to be a loophole.
It was a person I dated who used to say that every time. Like, I wasn't trying to pressure them to get married. But every time we talked about marriage, just the general concept of it, that's what they would say every single time. Like, I'll just make you my power of attorney. Like, it don't have to be all that.
Hello?
But I have heard people say, if you don't get married in the church, it's not to God.
And that, okay, I can see that, I guess. But don't get back outside. What's up? You got married at the beach? That don't count?
Mm-mm.
Ooh. Married at a cute little venue.
Right.
Downtown, rooftop style. Right. Like, that don't count. Damn, the pastor here? Like,
it's ordained. What you want from me? Child of scam.
Oh, my God. We can't win for losing, apparently.
We sure cannot. Well... Granny got married. I'm very happy. We're throwing rice.
If you like it,
did they jump over a room? They better have. Oh, they better have. Or what? Or what? Finally. So is she actually going to make the move?
She did. Okay. So technically she did. She's still at house baking cakes and stuff.
All right.
But they definitely like officially moved in.
So she's not going to be coming over?
So she referred to her house now. She says, so I'm going to the Maryvale location. That's what she says.
That's what she says?
So apparently she has... part ways from that location, and that's how she refers to it. And she say, I'm going home. She talking about Miss Alex's house.
Oh.
I'm like, all right, Tina.
Full circle.
So we're trying to get going there. Rocky. Listen, my dog.
They don't want. Right, your dog. They don't want Rocky.
I'm at the dinner table back home. I was like, so I'm willing to pay all his expenses, but that dog cannot live with me.
Yeah, no.
I've tried it. And
how long did he live with you that last time?
I think a day.
A day? Go to hell. You got a dog we used in college and you never took care of it. I took care of him for 2 weeks.
The idea was cute. The responsibilities were not.
Let me tell you, that's the story of Mo's life. The idea was cute, but you know, when we think about it in real life.
Oh, I actually got to do work?
Ooh. Not so much. I was going to say, though, Granny finally stopped going back to her house to get church clothes.
She plays so much.
Or to get dressed. Hello. Girl, take these.
Take your things and stay. Blessed.
Well, I love that. That's so cute. Well, guys, that's the end of our episode. We used to have topics, and so now I really do have to just pull whatever the hell we say.
We're going
to
get back into it, right? Because it will feel a little bit more, organized? Or you think we okay just rambling how we ramble?
I like this. I mean, we do need to pick out things to ramble about.
Yeah, that's true. That's
we do need to do that. But the topics, like, I'm not pressed about, like, one topic per episode. Like, I don't know. I like it. I feel it feels more natural. But, again... I have a hard time with the, not a hard time, but I do be having to, like, figure out what the hell we're going to call this episode. So, I don't know, Mom. I'm counting on your word of wisdom. I'm, like, literally assigning this job to you. You done gave me the last two episode names, and I'm counting on you.
I used to be on it with the names, but as of lately, because I feel like we just get on here, we just ramble, so it kind of just whatever.
Listen, fuck the 40-hour work week. That's what I'm going to call this.
Well, there it is, guys.
And I probably won't call it that, but I think it's something around there. Anyway, follow us on our socials. Instagram, we are Even Exchange Podcast. Twitter, we're The Even Exchange. Instagram, I'm Kimberly Latrice. Mo is HeyPrettyLady_. I think that's all I had to say. I mean, that's my outro. Mo, any words of wisdom?
I got nothing.
She's got nothing.
See y'all next week.
See y'all next week.